KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies. It's windy, 22 degrees, but it feels like 7 degrees above zero, with winds out of the north-northwest at 25 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. A reminder, a winter weather advisory is now in effect for the entire listening area until 6 p.m., and after that, a wind chill advisory will kick in for wind chills from 25 to 30 degrees below zero through 9 a.m. on Friday. There's currently a no-towing ban in effect, or a towing ban, I should say, in effect for Mills and Montgomery County, meaning that if your vehicle goes off the ditch in those counties or needs towing service off of a highway or whatever, they will not be able to help you at this time. Again, that's a towing ban for Mills and Montgomery County until further notice. Taking a look at the latest weather-related school announcements here on KJAN, Atlantic, ACGC, and Bedford are starting 2 hours late. Cam, Creston, and Griswold are canceled for today. Lenox has a two-hour late start to no morning preschool at Lenox. Nottoway Valley, Orient-Maxburg, Red Oak, Southwest Valley, and Stanton have canceled. West Central Valley is a two-hour late start this morning. Also, Atlantic Jack and Jill Preschool at the Y will not have their morning preschool. There is no Atlantic Little Lambs preschool today, and a two-hour late start for the Atlantic Head Start. Those are the latest school-related announcements. You can check back from time to time, and of course, we'll tell you on the air which the latest additions will be. Taking a look at state and western Iowa news, animal rescue officials in Iowa say they found one dead steer and rescued seven other ailing animals from a rural southern Iowa property. The Animal Rescue League of Iowa said in a news release that its response team helped Monroe County officials rescue three horses, one burro, a steer, and two dogs that were left in the freezing weather with no food, water, or shelter. One dead steer was found on the property. The group says two of the horses were underweight and the steer was suffering pain from neglected hooves and a hind injury. The burro's halter had been on so long it rubbed the hair away and had to be cut off. Charges are pending against the animal's unidentified owners. Sheriff's officials in Cass County Wednesday released a report on an accident that took place over a week ago. The accident happened January 12th at around 12:25 a.m. Authorities say a 2006 Dodge Ram, owned and driven by 34-year-old Rodney Dean Hackwell of Walnut, was northbound on the Marney Road when his vehicle slid out of control and struck an oncoming 2004 GMC Denali that was driven by 35-year-old Anthony Flug of Marney. There were no injuries reported. Damage amounted to $20,000 altogether. Upon investigation, sheriff's deputies arrested Hackwell for OWI second offense. He was later released on his own recognizance. The Cass County Sheriff's Office on Wednesday released a long list of arrests that they had reported dating back to December 31st. Most recently, on January 20th, 40-year-old Severino Batala Castillo of Lewis was arrested on a charge of OWI first offense. He was later released on a $2,000 bond. On January 17th, 29-year-old Amanda Thompson of Atlantic was arrested for child endangerment and OWI first offense. She was released the next day on her own recognizance. On January 15th, Cass County deputies arrested 59-year-old Jeffrey Jensen of Anita for possession of methamphetamine second offense and OWI first offense. Jensen was released the following day on his own recognizance. And on January 14th, 57-year-old Myron Flathers of Anita turned himself into the Cass County Sheriff's Office on an outstanding warrant for probation violation. Flathers was being held in the Cass County Jail on a $5,000 bond. That same day, 43-year-old Samantha Sue Clark of Atlantic was arrested on a sheriff's office warrant for felony possession with the intent to deliver marijuana, felony drug tax stamp violation, and possession with the intent to deliver clonazepam. Clark was being held in the Cass County Jail on a $20,000 bond. And on the 14th, 46-year-old Robert Joseph Dambra of Atlantic turned himself into the sheriff's office on a warrant for felony possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine, felony possession with intent to deliver hydrocodone, and felony drug tax stamp violation. Dambra was booked into the Cass County Jail and remained held there on $25,000 bond. You can take a look at the long list of arrests on the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa news, Red Oak police report two women were arrested Wednesday. At around 7:30 p.m., officers took into custody 24-year-old Kaylee Louise Hudson of Red Oak on a Pottawatomie County warrant for theft in the third degree. Her cash or surety bond was set at $2,000. And just before 10 p.m., Red Oak police arrested 35-year-old Alicia Tylene White of Red Oak. She was arrested on a Montgomery County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of domestic abuse assault first offense. White's bond was set at $1,000 cash only. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports a traffic stop in Sydney Wednesday night led to the arrest of two people from Glenwood. At around 7:20 p.m., deputies with the Fremont County Sheriff's Office and the K-9 unit conducted the traffic stop in the 2000 block of Maple Street in Sydney. During the course of the stop, deputies located 1/4 pound of marijuana in the vehicle and numerous pieces of paraphernalia. Taken into custody was 18-year-old Logan Christopher Harding and 20-year-old Chelsea Marie Spiegelberg, both of Glenwood. They were charged with two counts each of possession of a controlled substance with the intent to deliver. Both were transported to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center and held on a $10,000 bond. A traffic stop early Wednesday morning in Pottawatomie County resulted in the arrest of a man from Council Bluffs. Sheriff's officials say a deputy on patrol just before 4 a.m. initiated a traffic stop on the vehicle because it had failed to obey two stop signs. The driver, identified as 63-year-old Terry Hilt of Council Bluffs, was found to have a valid warrant for violation of probation. Hilt was placed under arrest and transported to the Pott County Corrections, where his bond was set at $2,000. And the Harlan Police Department said there were two recent arrests. On Tuesday, 45-year-old Desra Humphrey of Minneapolis was arrested following a call about a gas drive-off. Humphrey was cited for theft in the fifth degree and driving while suspended. And Sunday, 34-year-old Paul Keene of Panama was arrested following a traffic stop in Harlan. He was brought to the Shelby County Jail and charged with prohibited acts penalties, possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, OWI, and turning from an improper lane. Well, the Audubon School Board met Monday night during a regular session, and Eric Traeger, the 5th through 12th grade principal, told KJAN News the board approved a new contract for an athletic director.
That'll be Sean Burks, our head high school football and baseball coach. He's replacing Randy Spees, who's been with the district 33 years and is retiring. And Randy's been an outstanding both teacher and activities director.
Traeger said also the district is in the process of hiring its new middle school, high school principal. The board, he said, talked a little about that process during the meeting on Monday.
We hope to have finalists selected here by the end of the month, and interviews take place early February, and we might be a little aggressive here, but we'd like to have a contract to approve at the February board meeting.
He said also the board set 7 p.m. February 18th as the date and time for a sale of a small strip of district-owned land. An interested buyer would like to purchase the roughly 12 by 100-foot piece of land for a residential garage. A hearing on the 2019-2020 calendar will take place immediately after that is handled. The Audubon School Board Monday night also approved the extension of a memorandum of understanding with the Coon Rapids Bayard School District for another 3 years.
We had to redo that because of the change in superintendent.
And Traeger will step into that superintendent's role effective July 1st, succeeding Brett Gibbs, who is retiring at the end of the current school year. And Mr. Traeger discussed with the board possible calendar options for 2019 and 2020.
I just showed him kind of with the start date in the 23rd of August next year is a Friday, so I just showed him kind of what that would look like, with no spring break, when our school year would end. And then actually after the meeting, I found out that we have a band trip scheduled again for next year. I thought I had another year for that, but so we may have a spring break, so our calendar may look a little different next year, but we kind of early to talk about that, I guess.
Well, children are still doing schoolwork during snow days at a district base in the northern Iowa community of Estherville. Estherville Lincoln Central students are given assignments to complete at home and then connect remotely to post completed assignments and answer teacher questions. Teachers can conduct online video chats with small groups of students there. The virtual snow days are new to the district this school year, and Superintendent Tara Paul said there were complaints from students about having to work instead of play on their day off from their classrooms. Students in kindergarten through second grade at Estherville are given assignment options that will be completed without computers in case they're not available to all students. Students in grades 3 through 12 have Chromebooks provided by the school, so the snow day assignments are completed on those devices. And a former worker at Sioux City's wastewater treatment plant has pleaded guilty to conspiring with others to tamper with wastewater sampling and testing. The Sioux City Journal reports 69-year-old Patrick Swarty entered a plea on Wednesday in federal court. He faces up to 7 years in prison when he's sentenced at a later date for conspiracy to defraud the government and falsifying information required under the Federal Clean Water Act. Prosecutors say chlorine was added to wastewater on days that E. coli samples were taken. The samples then showed plant discharges into the Missouri River met federal limits of levels of fecal coliform and E. coli bacteria. The chlorine was reduced after the test, saving the city money. The city fired Schwarty and the plant superintendent in June of 2015 after the Iowa DNR began its investigation. That is a check of our news on KJAN.